The weight of unspoken truths, the weight of unspoken truths. Cale Varn navigated the dimly lit corridors of Nightforge's lower levels, his footsteps a hollow echo against the cold stone. His eyes roamed over the familiar maps etched into the walls, tracing the history of those who came before him. In this place, secrets were currency, and the currency was worn thin. A discreet knock on the door broke the silence. He recognized the hesitant pattern curator Merrick, a trusted ally from the Order's inner circle. Cale opened it to find Merrick shrouded in shadows, a look of discomfort etched on his face. "Cale," Merrick said quietly, "we have a problem." Inside, the small chamber was a study in contrasts. Ancient texts bound in worn leather sat alongside newer scrolls marked with fresh ink. Cale's gaze lingered on the scribing table, where a half-finished letter remained sealed and unaddressed. "What is it?" he asked Merrick. A hesitant breath preceded the words. "The curator's writ has been tampered with." Cale felt the weight of the accusation like a physical blow. Tampering with the writ was a crime against the very fabric of Nightforge, its intent to conceal and protect rather than reveal and judge. He recalled the words of the Order's own, "The silence is a shield, but only if it remains unbroken." "Who?" he asked, already knowing. Merrick hesitated before answering, his voice barely above a whisper. "One of our own. We suspect it was done to cover up something." Cale's mind reeled with the implications: corruption within their ranks, perhaps even within himself. He recalled the countless times he'd walked along the ashen roads, ever vigilant for signs of imbalance. The whispers in his ear grew louder now, a gentle reminder that every correction came at a cost. He made his decision in silence, weighing the consequences against the duty to uncover truth.
"I'll investigate."
Merrick's face twisted into a grimace as if he knew what lay ahead, the weight of unspoken truths about to be unearthed. The walk through Nightforge's labyrinthine passages seemed to lengthen as Cale navigated toward his destination. He felt each step a reminder of the burden he carried, loyalty, restraint, and the knowledge that even in justice there was no escape from consequence. Upon arriving at the designated location, he found Lady Arachne pacing near her private chamber's window, lost in thought. The flickering candles cast eerie shadows across her features as she turned to him. Her eyes seemed darker than usual, weighed down by a burden of their own. "Cale," she said softly, "I had hoped you'd be the one." He nodded and fell silent with her for a moment, allowing the shared weight of unspoken truths to hang between them like an unspoken question. "The writ was tampered with," he stated flatly. Arachne's eyes seemed to cloud over further before she spoke in a measured tone. "We've had reason to suspect one of our own, but proof is elusive."
"Who?"
Cale pressed, his mind racing with the implications. The silence that followed was heavy with secrets and half-truths, until Arachne's words broke it. "Curator Theron has been acting suspiciously. He's been seen in the company of individuals from outside our ranks, whispering in private chambers." Cale's grip on his own truth tightened. This was a test of loyalty, one that required him to tread carefully lest he expose too much or reveal too little. In his line of work, correction often came at the price of secrets kept and revealed. He spent the rest of the night in quiet contemplation, lost among the shadows of Nightforge's corridors as he weighed every step further into the labyrinth of corruption. Every decision exacted a cost, fatigue creeping into his bones, a heaviness that seemed to cling to him like a damp mist. In the early hours before dawn, Cale made a choice, guided by the weight of unspoken truths and the necessity for balance in a world of shadows. He walked towards Curator Theron's chambers, the hush of his footsteps echoing through the corridors. A whispered word, "Thalos," slipped past his lips as he reached out to find the lock's mechanism, the sound of the door swinging open a quiet accompaniment to the steps that followed. Inside, he found Theron entwined with one who shouldn't have been there, a secret shared and protected by those very walls. The price of magic hung heavy in the air, the tang of blood, the whisper of memory lost to time. Cale saw it all clearly now, the balance of unspoken truths tipping perilously close to the edge. With a movement both slow and swift, Kale corrected the balance not with his sword but with the knowledge that sometimes correction comes from exposure, from breaking the silence when needed most. The sun had barely risen over Nightforge's turrets when Kael Varn walked out of Thuron's chambers, leaving behind secrets unearthed and truths spoken aloud for the first time in a long while. The weight of unspoken truths lingered on his shoulders, but it was no longer alone. It had a name now, a face, and a measure of balance restored to a world where justice was always at arm's length. The corridors of Nightforge seemed brighter as he walked away, the silence he wore like a mantle seeming lighter by a fraction. As Kael stepped into the cold morning light, he felt a sense of clarity that had been absent for days. The weight of his decision still lingered, but it was no longer crushing him. He walked through the corridors, nodding to a few early risers who offered him silent greetings. The halls seemed to hum with a newfound energy, as if the very walls were exhaling a collective sigh of relief. He stopped in front of Lady Arachne's chambers, hand raised to knock before remembering the look on her face the night before, a mix of exhaustion and concern. He decided against disturbing her, opting for a quiet word instead. In the common room below, he found Merrick sipping a cup of steaming coffee. The aroma mingled with the air, carrying a hint of comfort that belied the weight of the events unfolding within Nightforge's walls. "Merrick," Kael said softly, taking a seat beside him, "you've been watching Thuron closely. What did you observe before last night?" Merrick hesitated, as if weighing how much to reveal, but a nod encouraged him to continue. "He's been meeting with outsiders more frequently than usual. Some of them seemed out of place, not the typical types we deal with." Kael leaned in closer, his eyes scanning the room for any signs of unwanted ears. "Did you notice anyone else?" Merrick's eyes scanned the room, ensuring they were alone before responding in a hushed tone. "There was one individual who caught my attention, a hooded figure, always lurking at the fringes of Thuron's meetings. They seemed to be waiting for someone or something, but their presence only added to the unease I felt." Kael's mind began to weave together the threads of corruption and intrigue, his thoughts racing with the implications. "And you noticed nothing else?" he pressed, his voice low. Merrick shook his head, his gaze drifting towards the common room's hearth where a small fire crackled in the darkness. "No, but I did overhear them discussing something about an exchange. It sounded like more than just information being traded." Kael's grip on his cup tightened as he leaned back into his chair, the warmth spreading through his chilled fingers. "An exchange? What kind of exchange?" The weight of unspoken truths continued to bear down upon him, its presence both a reminder and a fuel for his drive to uncover the truth. He sat there in silence with Merrick for a moment, watching as the morning sunlight filtered through the windows, casting shadows that danced on the walls. It was then he made up his mind. The necessity of action outweighed the risks. "I want you to dig deeper," Kael said finally, his voice firm but laced with caution. "Find out what this exchange entails and who else is involved." Merrick's eyes snapped back into focus, a flicker of understanding in their depths before he nodded. "I'll see what I can uncover without being too obvious. Thuron has been evasive since the writ's tampering was discovered. It's like he's waiting for something." The sound of heavy footsteps echoed down the corridor outside, and Kael instinctively rose from his seat, his hand instinctively going to the dagger at his belt. A glance through the room revealed nothing out of place or suspicious, but Merrick followed his gaze, a silent understanding passing between them. It was always better to be prepared. The door swung open, and Curator Aaron stepped into the common room, her expression worn but not unguarded. "Morning," she said, her voice a gentle echo in the morning stillness. As Curator Aaron entered, Kael's grip on his dagger relaxed, though his eyes remained watchful. She moved with the quiet confidence that usually preceded her well-rehearsed diplomatic speeches, but today there was something else beneath the surface, a thread of tension that had not been present in the corridors before. "Morning," she repeated, this time to Merrick as well, though her gaze lingered on Kael for a fraction longer. "I see you two are up and about early."
Her voice was friendly enough, but there was an undercurrent to it, one that suggested she had a story of her own to tell.
Kale nodded curtly, still trying to gauge the source of Aaron's tension, while Merrick simply offered a smile, his expression welcoming but guarded.
"We were discussing Theron's activities," he said carefully, though his eyes flicked towards Kale before returning to Aaron. The silence that followed was brief, but telling. It contained hints of secrets shared and not yet revealed. Aaron's gaze seemed to wander around the room, as if searching for something or someone to anchor herself to. "I've been speaking with the Chancellor," she said finally, her voice steady but laced with a hint of uncertainty.
"He seems concerned about the Ritz's recent adjustments." The way she phrased it made it clear that she was walking a thin line between revealing too much and keeping everything under wraps.
Kale leaned back into his chair, his eyes never leaving Aaron's face as he processed her words. "Adjustments to the writ?" That was a new one. Theron's actions were beginning to make sense in relation to this, but there was still so much ground to cover. He needed more information, and not just from Theron, if Merrick's words about an exchange were true. "I see," Kale said, his voice carefully measured to show he had picked up on the subtlety of Aaron's wording. "What exactly is the Chancellor concerned about?" His question hung in the air as Aaron hesitated, her eyes darting towards the corridor before focusing back on him.
The fire crackled softly in the hearth, its gentle rhythm a stark contrast to the tension building within Kale. His gut told him that he was missing something crucial, something hidden just beyond the edge of his perception.
He leaned forward, elbows resting on his knees, his eyes locked onto Aaron's face as if willing her to reveal more than she intended. The air in the room thickened with unspoken words and half-truths, each one a stone cast into the pool of Nightforge's labyrinthine politics. Kale knew that he was close. The threads were beginning to weave together, forming a pattern that spoke of a far larger web of deceit than he could have imagined. And still Aaron hesitated, her eyes clouding over as if the weight of unspoken truths was bearing down on her too. "I should speak with you both in private," she said finally, rising from her seat with an uncharacteristic show of impatience. The Chancellor's words were enlightening.
Curator Aaron gestured for them to follow her, her footsteps echoing through the corridors as she led them to a small antechamber tucked away in one of Nightforge's oldest wings. The room was cramped and dimly lit, its walls adorned with dusty tapestries that seemed to sag under their own weight.
Once they were seated, Aaron began to speak in a low voice, her words spilling out in a gentle but deliberate flow.
"The Chancellor has received rumors, whispers of a growing discontent among the Order's ranks. It seems some of our brothers and sisters believe Theron's actions are a necessary evil, that his attempts to secure Nightforge's future are justifiable." She paused, her eyes scanning the faces of the two men as if searching for signs of agreement or disagreement. Kale's gut twisted at the mention of the rumors. This was what he had been afraid of, that Theron's manipulation would sow discord within their own ranks.
Merrick, on the other hand, looked thoughtful, his brow furrowed in contemplation. "And what does the Chancellor think about this?" he asked finally, his voice measured. Aaron leaned back in her chair, her hands clasped together in a gesture of resignation. "He believes we need to tread carefully, lest we lose more members to Theron's persuasion." Her eyes met Kale's, and for an instant he thought he saw something there, a flicker of fear or doubt, perhaps even betrayal. The room fell silent, the air heavy with unspoken accusations. Kale pushed his chair back, his mind racing through the implications. If the Chancellor was concerned, that meant Theron had likely played him like a fiddle all along. He rose to his feet, his eyes locked on Aaron's, searching for any sign of complicity or knowledge she might be withholding. "Tell me more about these rumors," Kale said finally, his voice firm but laced with caution. "Who is spreading them, and what do they believe Theron is doing?" He took a step forward, his eyes never leaving Aaron's face as he awaited her response. Aaron's gaze drifted to the side, avoiding his direct stare. "It seems the usual suspects are whispering in each other's ears, Rennick, Elwyn, and others." Her voice trailed off, and Kale's gut dropped. He knew these names, they were among Thuron's most trusted allies within the Order. Kael's mind reeled as he pieced together the web of corruption that seemed to be spreading its tendrils through Nightforge. Rennick and Elwyn were both influential members. If they were behind this, it was a betrayal on a scale he had not anticipated. And what does the Chancellor plan to do about it? Kael asked finally, his voice cold with a dawning realization. Aaron's expression turned guarded, her eyes clouding over as she collected her thoughts before responding. He wants me to speak with Thuron, to find out if there's any truth to these claims and what he plans to do next. She paused, her gaze flicking between Kael and Merrick as if seeking their approval or at least a hint of understanding. Kael shook his head, his mind racing through the potential outcomes. If Aaron confronted Thuron directly, it could either stop the rot spreading within Nightforge or ignite a powder keg that would consume everything in its path. He knew one thing for certain, he couldn't let her do it alone. "I'll go with you," Kael said finally, his voice firm but tinged with doubt. As Kael's words hung in the air, Merrick cleared his throat, a small, calculated sound that broke the tense silence. "I think I'll come as well," he said, his voice steady but with an undercurrent of caution. Aaron's eyes flicked to him, then back to Kael, her expression unreadable. "I should have expected as much," she said finally, rising from her chair with a fluid motion. Her words dripped with an air of resignation, a hint that she knew exactly what lay ahead but was willing to proceed nonetheless. "The Chancellor's office is in the East Wing. We'll speak with Thuron and then meet back here." Kael nodded curtly, his mind racing through the implications of what they were about to do if Aaron was right, and there was indeed something amiss within Nightforge. It would require careful handling to prevent further bloodshed. As they made their way through the winding corridors, Kael couldn't help but notice how the silence between them grew thicker with each step. Merrick walked beside him, his eyes cast down at the floor, while Aaron led the way, her footsteps deliberate and measured. The air was heavy with unspoken words, the weight of which pressed upon Kael like a physical force. He pushed aside the thoughts that threatened to consume him, the ones about Thuron's betrayal, Rennick and Elwyn's allegiance, and the Chancellor's motives. The East Wing loomed ahead, its walls towering above them like sentinels guarding secrets within. They walked in silence, the only sound being the soft rustle of their footsteps on the stone floor. Kael felt a shiver run down his spine as they approached the Chancellor's office, a place he had visited countless times before but now seemed shrouded in an aura of foreboding. Aaron led them to a small antechamber just outside the main door, where a pair of guards stood at attention. "Wait here," she said quietly, her voice barely above a whisper as she handed Kael and Merrick a pair of masks from a nearby stand. The soft fabric enveloped their faces, the design a common one among Nightforge's ranks, a subtle mark that signified they were part of the Order, but with no specific allegiance to anyone in particular. Kael adjusted his mask, feeling a slight sense of unease as he did so. This was a rite of passage he had long forgotten, one used to conceal identities and protect against what exactly? A chill crept down his spine as he considered the possibilities. Perhaps it wasn't just assassins they needed protection from, but their own brethren. The guards parted as Aaron led them through, into a chamber filled with the soft glow of candles. Thuron stood by the window, his back to the room, lost in thought as the morning sun cast an ethereal light upon him. His shoulders seemed slumped, weighed down by some unseen burden, and for a moment, Kael felt a flicker of empathy. Was this truly the man he had been afraid of? Thuron turned as they entered, a faint smile on his lips, but it quickly faltered as he took in their masked faces. He raised an eyebrow, clearly surprised by the Chancellor's decision to involve them directly. "Aaron," he said, his voice low and even, "I wasn't aware you'd be bringing them into this." The air was heavy with tension as Aaron stepped forward, her eyes locked on Thuron's. "The Chancellor felt it necessary," she said, her voice measured. Kael could sense the weight of their presence bearing down on him. He knew Thuron's game, and what little he had gathered so far told him this was more than just a simple investigation. Thuron nodded slowly, his gaze drifting to Kael before coming back to Aaron. "Very well," he said finally, Let us discuss the rumors.
He gestured to a small table against the wall where a collection of papers and scrolls lay strewn about.
I believe you'll find what you need there. The words were polite enough, but Kale detected a hint of warning as if Theron was aware they were walking into treacherous waters. Erin nodded curtly and began to sift through the documents, her brow furrowed in concentration. Merrick stood off to one side, his eyes scanning the room with an air of quiet observation, while Kale took a step back, his eyes locked on Theron's face. The masks were meant for security, but he knew that with Theron, you could never be too sure. Perhaps that was why Erin had brought them here, to have some measure of control in the situation.
Theron leaned against the windowsill, his eyes fixed on Kale, a faint glint of something almost like curiosity in their depths.
Kale, he said finally, breaking the silence.
I'm surprised you're involved.
The Chancellor must be serious indeed.
His words dripped with an underlying tension, one that hinted at more than just concern for Nightforge's future.
Erin looked up from her task, a faint frown on her face as she met Theron's gaze. The Chancellor is concerned, she said finally.
And so am I.
The weight of her words hung in the air like a challenge. Kale knew that if this meeting turned sour, it could set off a chain reaction of events he would rather not see unfold. Theron pushed himself away from the windowsill, his eyes still locked on Kale's face. I suppose it's time we discussed what I've been doing, he said finally, his voice low and measured.
A faint flicker of unease danced across his features as he began to pace back and forth before them, a slow, deliberate movement that seemed almost rehearsed.
As he spoke, the documents on the table began to slide out of sight, hidden beneath the piles of papers Erin had created in her task of sifting through the evidence.
The room's air grew thick with an unspoken understanding they were all dancing around something, each step a calculated risk in a delicate game of chance and secrets.